This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. With primary season underway after last night's Iowa caucuses, researchers are studying how candidates can influence voters. A lab at Harding University in Searcy has specifically been exploring linguistic characteristics of candidate speeches and how they can affect voter behavior. Dr. Jeremiah Sullins is an assistant professor of psychology and is overseeing the research. And he joins me now on the line. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Explain how you're conducting your research and specifically what you're looking at here.
Well, yeah, we have two overarching questions that I was trying to answer with this particular research study. Number one is, do we use mental shortcuts or do we use heuristics when we actually judge a particular candidate? So in other words, do we judge a book by its cover, so to speak, or are we actually interested in the content that's being delivered by the candidate? And the second research question was I was looking at the linguistic characteristics of the candidate's speeches. So is there something in the way that these candidates talk that can somehow influence voter behavior?
And what are you finding?
Well, a couple of interesting things. You know, at this point, we've looked at the top-tiered candidates. So we looked at Trump and Cruz, Rubio, Clinton, and Sanders. We do use these snap judgments, at least for the top-tiered candidates. So with all the top-tiered candidates, when people look at just the images, they tend to have a lower favorability rating. However, when they go back and read actual speeches made by the candidate, and mind you, we didn't tell the participants whose speech they were reading, so it was kind of just the content alone, we found that the favorability ratings just based on the speeches were significantly higher than the images. I found some striking similarities between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the amount of narrativity and their speaking style. So, for example, when you go back and we analyzed a large corpus of speeches, looking at debates, announcement speeches, stump speeches, and we found that both Clinton and Trump have a story-like quality, have much higher rates of syntactic simplicity. So, in other words, the way that they're framing their sentences is at a much simpler level compared to Sanders, Rubio, and Cruz, that has a broader appeal.
And finally, we had Mike Huckabee only pick up 2% of the
Correct.
Vote Tuesday night, and he suspended his campaign. 8 years ago, he came in first place. Anything different there? He, I imagine, is speaking the same, or is this just the outside variables of he's just an old candidate? Was there anything different about
right.
he... the way he spoke or anything that you noticed?
Right. And I think that's actually one thing that we're in the process of looking at. I think, yeah, I think, as you said, it's a number of variables. I think, number one, the fact that he's been around for a while, I think that that might actually work to his disadvantage. I think, you know, whenever the longer you're known, the more baggage you have, whether it be good or bad or whatever. And so I think in this political cycle, given it's the election of outsiders, I think that worked against him. I think that's the obvious answer. But one thing that I'm looking at, which I hope to find, my prediction is that when we go and look at some of these lower-tiered candidates, the ones who aren't polling high, the ones who have already dropped out, you're going to see the exact opposite of what you see with the upper-tiered candidates. But that's an empirical question. That's something that we're looking into further.
Dr. Jeremiah Sullins is an assistant psychology professor at Harding University in Searcy. His lab is studying various aspects of the presidential campaign. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
This is 89.1 KUAR.